Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis. We are in the 6th volume of Mishnah Berurah, and B'ezras Hashem, I'm going to finish off the beautiful Siman Tov Reish Lamed Beis. We begin already about a third of the way down with the start of Sif Beis in the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, Avir, if you have an airspace in the Sukkah, and we're dealing here, Bein Bigdolo, Bein Bigtana, this doesn't make a difference whether you're dealing with a large Sukkah or a small Sukkah, the din is Shovim, the din is the same over here. The Bein Be'emtza, Bein Minatzad, whether you're dealing in the middle of the Sukkah or on the side of the Sukkah, if you have an airspace of Bishlosha, Tfachim, it's going to ruin the Sukkah and make it Psula. We'll explain in a moment why. However, Bepachos Mishlosha, if it's less than 3 Tfachim of airspace, so then Ksheira, it is perfectly acceptable. It's a Kosher Sukkah, Umitztarif L'Hashlema Sukkah, and this space can even be used to complete the shear necessary to make a Sukkah, the Ein Yishenim Tachtav. However, you're not allowed to sleep under it. Now, we said quite a bit over here. So first, let's understand in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masko, Avir. So he tells us, the reason why it's psula in this situation is Sharei Ein Kan Dofen La Sukkah. It doesn't have the necessary walls of the Sukkah. The Bezelo Shayach Lomai Dofen Akuma, Kivin Shein Kan Ella Avir. He says, in this situation, you can't say, well, we have a Dofen Akuma, because the airspace is not, as we've already pointed out in yesterday's shir, not considered part of a wall, not part of the schach, and therefore you can't apply the principle of dofen akuma. Now here the halacha is that if you have this sukkah that has the airspace of 3 tefachim, and again, let's talk about, we have an eastern wall, a western wall, and then you have the wall connecting them is the southern wall. So now, if you have this airspace running across what we call the length of the sukkah, meaning going from south towards north, so then you've basically, if you have 3 tefachim of space, you split the sukkah. Halachically, you consider that as if you have 2 sukkahs now, one which includes the eastern wall and the southern aspect that's before the split, and the other one is the southern aspect after the split and the western wall. Each of those sukkahs that you have, 2 separate sukkahs, doesn't have a kosher sukkah because it's only 2 walls, and therefore it's no good. But if it's less than 3 tefachim, so then, as the Bir Halacha says, Dibra Maskel B'Pachos Mishlosha, Amrinu Lovut. We apply the principle of Lovut, and we fill it in, Vavi Kisosim, and therefore you now have a perfectly good kosher sukkah, that airspace that runs from the south wall across north, across the length of the sukkah, it's called. So it's not considered significant to separate the sukkah into 2 parts because of Lovut, and therefore you have one good, big sukkah. No problems. However, you're not allowed to sleep under it. Now, the Bir Halacha in Dibra Masam Ein Yishenim Tachtov tells us that the same thing applies to Achila. But in general, we always write Shena in all of these situations. You can't sleep under it, when we also mean you can't eat under it. And why do we say sleep? Because Bishum Debezeh also Afil Arroy. Because sleep, you're not even allowed to take a nap, not a quick little dremel. As opposed to Masha'en Kim Bachila, which you technically could eat something outside the sukkah, as opposed to sleeping, you're not even allowed to sleep a little bit outside the sukkah. That's why we always say you can't sleep under it, rather than say you can't eat under it. Now let's do the Mishnah Berurah. So we see in Siv Katan Yud, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that you're not allowed to sleep under it. Now, this is a little bit strange because this is stricter than by Pasul Eschach. You have a paradox here that an empty space is actually worse than Pasul Eschach. Hod the Chomer Adir Mischach Pasul Besukka Kitana Le'inyan Yishenim Tachtov, that it's actually worse to have airspace than schach posel, in that you can sleep under schach posel, but you can't sleep under the airspace in this sukkah ketana. V'chein linyan sukkah gedola, same thing would apply even in the sukkah gedola, that posel avi b'shlosha tvachim, u'schach posel b'arba tvachim. So you have a paradox here that a space is worse than having filled in posel eschach, 3 tvachim versus 4 tvachim. So what's the reasoning? So the Taz writes, cause of a Taz atam, explains the reason is, Sheba Avir, when you have an airspace, nir la'ayin, it appears to the eye, tfei ha'hefsek b'schach, that's a more visible, recognizable defect in the schach. Airspace, wow, you can see that there's a hole in the schach, and therefore it is more visible, and therefore the shear is 3 tvachim. As opposed to mimashinir b'schach pasul, you have pasul eschach there, so the sukkah looks shady, the sukkah looks enclosed, and you don't recognize it, and that's why you need 4 tefachim of pasul eschach to ruin it. The issue footnote number 11 brings down, how come v'av shemimashin ein yishenim tachtav muchach l'chora shemokum avir eino chelik me'asukkah mishum she'eino meitzo? So he says, since you can't sleep under it, so then how come that it's mitzdarif l'hashlim shir eschach? If it's no good to sleep under it, as opposed to the pasul eschach, which you can sleep under, so how come the airspace, if it is not allowed to be slept under, so how come it doesn't ruin the sukkah? So Rav Moshe Feinstein is telling you, Moshe says, there are two dinim over here, as we say, the famous Briska Torah, Tzvei dinim. There's two aspects over here that you have to look at. Shumavad Shetzorich, Lios Meitzal, in addition to the fact that you need to have Tzel, Tzorich Lios Gam Mechitza, Shiva Tochim. You need two aspects. One, it has to be Schach, and the other one, it has to also serve as a Mechitza of Shiva Tochim. So you need both aspects over here, the size and the function. So it has to provide shade and be schach, but it also has to have a certain size to it, just like it has to be certain walls that have to be 10 tvachim tall. So the schach has to be 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. So therefore, Rav Moshe says, in regards to the din of tzel, of shade, you don't have the shade. It's not tzel, so therefore you can't sleep underneath it. However, in regards to the shear, because of the principle of lavud, you do have the shear, and therefore it is a kosher sukkah, albeit in that area that doesn't function as schach from a tzel point of view, you can't sleep under it. Beautiful. Now go to the Ramo. The Ramo says, Hagov v'dafko sheholech al pnei kol ha-sukkah. He brings out from the Reino Yeruchim that which we said is that it ruins the sukkah, cuts it into two halves. It means it goes along the length of the sukkah, this airspace, going again from south towards the northern side. So it cuts the sukkah into half by having the airspace run across the whole thing. Or, oh, sheyesh bo kidei lamod bo, or if the airspace is significant enough for a person to stand underneath it, rosh over rubo. Now that's the gersa that we have in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Beis. He tells us that the shear of rosh over rubo is a mistake. In the Ran, he says it's isa rosh o rubo. The chemashma ritva, ayin sham, the ritva says the same thing. And the rationale behind this is because it's almost impossible to imagine that a person could fit his entire body and his head and not be over the airspace. So even if you turn on the side and you're lying in the narrowest way, it's impossible that you wouldn't have rosh over rubo underneath some of the good sukkah as a good schach as well as underneath this airspace. In any event, we also have over here Sivkot and Yud Aleph. So he says koy apachos mishlosha tvachim. We're dealing over here in a situation where it's less than three tvachim. Olinyan shlosha tvachim v'var l'kami. That we'll explain in a moment. So again, the Ramah says over here, we're dealing here that it crosses the entire length of the sukkah, and if it doesn't do that, avo b'lav hochi mutter, then it is going to be a kosher sukkah if it only goes over part of it. The ha ain sukkah she'en bo nekovim nekovim, because it brings down from the Ran, it's impossible to ever have a sukkah that's totally filled in. There's always going to be some spaces, so unless the space runs across the entire length of the sukkah, going again from south to north, cutting the sukkah into two, so then it's not a problem. The fact that schach posel ruins it with four tvachim and avi ruins it with three tvachim, that's talking about when it runs again across the length of the sukkah and it separates it into two separate sukkahs that only have two walls. And you don't have on either side a kosher sukkah. However, avalam nishar shir sukkah b'mokum echad. If you do have a kosher sukkah in one side, for example, if it's running across the width, so it's going, the airspace or the pasul eschach is going from east to west. So now you have the inside area, which is the area that is with the southern wall and the part of the eastern wall and the western wall before the airspace or the pasul eschach. So that space, hamokum hu kosher, as long as it has the right shear. And he says, if it's less than three tvachim, v'yav shemi b'chutz, im mechubi lo menat stodim, it's going to be perfectly good as well. And we'll explain this inside the Mishnah Berurah in a moment. So now let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yud Gimel. He says, in the situation where it goes across the length, again, when I'm calling from the south to the north, and you have full wall on the eastern side and the western side and on the southern side, so then by having something go across the length, meaning from south to north, you're cutting the sukkah into two halves. Rotsu lomar, shesukah yola shalosh shulchanos, as I just said, it has east, west, and south in between them. Uschach apasul o aver holech apnei arka, and it's going across the length from the south to the northern side. V'lochein paselis es hasukkah, because it cuts it in half. The leka b'chol tzad, ela dofen u'mechza. Each side will have a wall and a half. It will have the full eastern wall and half of the southern wall. Have the full western wall and half of the southern wall. So therefore, it is no good. Sivkot in Yudalit, Mishnah Berurah says that here, wrote Salomar, Sha Posul Owa Avir Holech L'Rochba. But if it goes across the width, going from east to west, the Nishar Shir Sukkah, B'mokum Echad L'Tzad Dofu Nehem Soishal Sukkah. So here you now have the airspace or the Posul Eschach going from east to west. So on the inner aspect, meaning on the side that has the eastern wall before the Psul, the western wall before the Psul or the Avir, and then you have the middle southern wall, so then you have a three-walled sukkah, and as long as it has the shear of seven tvachim in the east and west what we call the length, and it has at least seven tochim in the south, which is the width, so then it's a perfectly kosher sukkah. And sifkot and tezvav hamakom hu kosher. That, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, is perfectly good. As I said, it has the full southern wall, and it has at least seven tochim of an eastern wall, at least seven tochim of a western wall, before you have the pasul airspace or the pasul eschach. However, the chelik hachitzon, avol chelik hachitzon, shemi eber hasheni, after the airspace, you don't have any southern wall, you just have a piece of eastern wall, or you have the western wall. Doha ein law, ki im shnei defanos. You just have these two unconnected defanos. V'im yesh pachos mi'ar ba'amos, midofu nor mitzoy, ad sofu shel eschach pasul. But if, in fact, you have over here less than four amos from the southern wall, midofu nor mitzoy, at sofo shel eschach pasul, until the end of the eschach pasul, so then ach chelek hachitzon kosher. Then the outer part is also going to be good. The part beyond the psul is also going to be good because we say the amrinan dofen akuma at sham. We can apply the principle of dofen akuma. However, avolam avir mafsik. But if the avir is separating it, so then pasul chelek hachitzon, the outer part is no good because that's only going to allow it to be a dofen akumu, as we pointed out in yesterday's shir, if there's something substantive there. Pasul eschach is substantive. But if it's avir, doba avir, lek lememar dofen akumu, you can't apply the principle of dofen akumu with air. Sivkon tezayin, if the space is less than three tvachim, then it can combine, and then you are allowed to say that the entire sukkah is good. Rots lomar, pamim ad chelik hachitzon shemi mechutz gam ken kosher. The outer part could be good, bim schach posel bim avir, whether it was separated because of schach posel or avir. Kegon shemechubim min atzadim, if it's connected on the sides, does mitzdarif haprimi vachitzon lech shesukkah. Then it doesn't considered to be two separate sukkahs because it is connected on the side, even though there's a space in the middle. Dinofilu aim bipnimi levad shirach sukkah. And this would apply, according to Magen Avraham, even if the inner part, which is what we were counting on as being a kosher sukkah, was only six tvachim in the eastern wall and the western wall. So it really isn't a kosher sukkah by itself. Nevertheless, you can combine it in this situation as long as it's connected on the two sides. When we call Makom, he says, Osu chelik shel avir oschach pasul. But you shouldn't sleep under the pasul area. And he brings down from the Sefer Bikur Yaakov, the fact because he disagrees with this Morgan Abraham, the Shukasavna that we just said, the Mitzdarif HaPnimi V'chitzon Lech Shesukot, who said that you could be Mitzdarif them, he disagrees. Look at the Birkei Yaakov, Ayin Shom, for the details. Tisha foot number 13 points out that the Chazon Ish says, in miut rosho nimtzo takas eschach, if only a part of your head is underneath the schach, and the majority of your head is underneath the avir, so the Chazon Ish says that that's as if you're not in the sukkah, ki ilu eino besukkah. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, schach posul, if you have posul eschach, pochos me arbo, and it's less than four tvachin, so it therefore won't ruin the sukkah on its own. But you also have vavir etzlo. You have an airspace next to this pasul eschach, and that airspace is pachos mishlosha. So it's also not going to ruin it on its own. So you have pasul eschach that on its own isn't enough to ruin it, and you have a pasul airspace on its own not enough to ruin it, and they're next to each other. So do they combine or not? So the Mechaber tells us, emet starfilim sol. They don't combine to ruin the sukkah. The Mishnah comments in Sifkot Yudzayin, and he says, Rotz lomar, afilu hoya haschach bi emtsa al pnei kol orko. Even if the schach ran all the way down from the southern to the northern side, and it cuts the sukkah into two parts, albeit, here he says, since the schach posel is less than four tvachim, and since the avir is less than three tvachim, afilu hochi ein mitzdarif etzlo ha'avir lefsol hasukkah. You don't add the airspace, let's say the airspace was 2.5. You don't add the 2.5 to the 3.5 of the schach posel and say, now I got six of psul, albeit it is six tvachim, but it doesn't have the shear of either the psul schach or of the avir. Mishum de lo shavi shirayu ladodi. Because we have a famous rule that says you can only combine things if they have the same shear. So when you're dealing with tumah, you're dealing with other aspects, you can only combine things if they have the same shear. And here, the shear of posul eschach is four tvachim, the shear of posul avir is three tvachim, and therefore, beninam dinam kenal besifim hakodmim, the halach is like we said previously, that bimakum schach posul, underneath the schach posul, even the ainbo arba tvachim mutulishon tachtav, you can actually sleep even under it. Ubamakum avir, which is albeit less than three tvachim, but still you're not allowed to sleep under pasul avir. Af the ainbo shlosh tvachim in yishenim tachtav, you shouldn't sleep under that airspace, like we said in Sif Beis earlier in today's shir. The issue foot number 15 brings down from the Chazon Ish. He says that in this situation, you shouldn't sleep under the Pasul Eschach as well. He thinks that it's mitzdar for the Avir, and you shouldn't sleep under it. But the Kasher Sukkah is still a Kasher Sukkah. Practical application. Hilchach, the Mechaber writes, he continues, Im Avir Shalosha B'mokum Echad, if you have three Tvachim of airspace in one area, Afilu Miato B'schach Pasul Kasher. You have the paradox here, that it's Pasul as airspace, but if you add Pasul Eschach to it and minimize the airspace, so now you have, let's say, one space of air, one tefach of airspace, one tefach of Pasul Eschach, and another tefach of airspace. So before, when it was three tefachim of airspace, it ruined it, but by adding Pasul Eschach, you actually make it kosher. Again, an interesting paradox. And in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskil Hilkach, he writes, V'odin l'schach pasul b'arba tefachim. The same thing would apply the other way. If you had schach pasul with four tefachim, which would ruin it, and Miato bein bekonim u bein b'avir, and you somehow minimize this by replacing the schach pasul with either konim or with avir, that also makes it good. He brings this down from the Rivav. The Mechaber continues and he says, this din that we just said, that you can actually make the avir acceptable by placing pasul eschach there, that's only in a large sukkah. B'hani mila b'sukkah gedola. However, avo b'ktanim, if you're dealing with a basic minimal size sukkah, 7x7 tvachim, she'en bo elo shiva al shiva, that's minimal size, so you kosher a sukkah, so then, in yesh bein shneim, shlosha tvachim, then, if you have this originally three tvachim of airspace, and now you have one tefach of airspace, one tefach of pasul eschach, and one tefach of airspace, mitztarfel of soul, they do combine to ruin it. Now why is that? So Mishabur explains, Sivkot Yudches, because the Sham, Shavu Shirai Uladodeh, because when you're dealing with a 7x7 sukkah, so then the shear, even for Pasul Eschach, is three tvachim, not four tvachim. The Gam Eschach Pasul, Dino Sham Bishlosha tvachim, the Paslo, as we explained in yesterday's shear, can now be self sivala. Hilkoch, therefore, mitztarfel and Tavayu Lepasul, here they do combine the airspace and the Pasul Eschach, Kishyesh Bein Shneim Shlosha tvachim, if they both together have three tvachim. The issue footnote number 16 brings down, if you have, however, if you have five tvachim of schach kosher, and then ushnei tvachim schach pasul, ushnei tvachim avir, and then you have two of pasul schach and two of avir, so then the Chacham Shlomo says it's still a kosher sukkah, because hare efshar lis'alem mea avir ulahachshir bishar, because you can delete, so to say, the avir, and then you still have five and two. Five of kosher eschach and two of pasul eschach, and therefore it will not ruin it for you. So again, this din of 7x7 tvachim, that's where the pasul eschach and the avir can combine. But if it's more than 7x7 tvachim, for example, 9 tvachim, five of which are kosher eschach and two are pasul eschach and two are avir, they don't combine together and don't ruin the sukkah. Sif Dalet, the Mechaber writes, Im yesh schach pasul shnei tvachim, if you have two tvachim of pasul eschach, and then v'oschach pasul shnei tvachim, and then you have another two tvachim of pasul eschach, and in between them v'avir pachus mishlosha mafsik b'neim. So again, you're setting up the sukkah over here in the following way, that on the eschach you have two tvachim of pasul eschach, and right next to it you have two or less than three tvachim of airspace, and then you have another two tvachim of pasul eschach. So in this situation, the Mechaber writes, yesh listapek if shnei ha-psulim mitztarfel lifsol ha-sukkah. Here he's not sure if you can combine in this situation the two different types of psul, the pasul eschach with the airspace in between them, to go and make it a non-kosher sukkah, to cut that sukkah into two half parts, if it's running from the south to the north, as we've been explaining till now. And the Mishmur adds over here, in Sivkot Yotes, therefore, v'lochein, in efshar l'sakein, if you have any way to go and fix this, do so. That's the right thing to do. However, if this is the only sukkah that's available to you, v'ein l'sukkah acharis, you have no way to correct this, and there's no other sukkah around, you should sit in this sukkah, yeshiba. However, v'lo yivarach, because safik baruch is lokel. Sitting in the sukkah, maybe a yotze, and it's a din daraisa, so go sit in the sukkah. However, to make a bracha, which is, again, a safik brachos in this situation, here, he paskins l'hokel. Don't make the bracha. Finally, Sivkot Nuchov, he says mitztarfin. It's a question over here, are they mitztarf or not to be posel the sukkah, the two of the posel schach on each side with the less than three of airspace in between them. So the Mishabur concludes and he says, miyu. However, im ein bapsulim arba, if you don't have altogether four, then certainly, lo amrin and sheikhoshiv kesosum machbas lovud. In this situation, we wouldn't ruin it because the law means love lachme, because he brings that from the Torah. Then we only say love it to be meiko. We don't say love it to be machme. So in this situation, we wouldn't combine them. With this, we conclude Siman Tov Reish Lamed Beis and today's shir.